Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Time to talk some NBA with Kurt Heelan of NBC Sports and ProBasketballTalk.com. As we are just six games away from the Jazz wrapping up the regular season after a blowout victory against the Spurs last night. Big one against Denver coming up on Friday. To help break it down again, Kurt Heelan. Kurt, how are you?
Hey, Kurt.
I'm doing good, guys. How you been?
We're doing well. What's Greg Popovich trying to do in San Antonio? I mean, is it like, hey, no, we're going to keep the mid-range game alive and well here in the NBA? Like, I'm trying to figure out what they're doing because last night, I couldn't wrap my brain around what they're doing there in San Antonio.
The guys they have healthy, let me put it that way, are, you know, DeRozan and some of these guys are just mid-range guys. LaMarcus Aldridge was that way. They've looked modern and good when healthy. Like, Derek White's now out for the season. When they've had that, like in the bubble last year, they weren't going anywhere, but they ran out a young group with Lonnie Walker and all these young guys, and they just ran. They're like, hey, wait, there's something there. And they tried to do that at points this season, but they just, like everybody else, they haven't been able to keep anybody on the floor consistently. And so, yeah, it's, you know, it's some 90s throwback basketball in a way that's just not going to work.
Who will coach their final game first, Bill Belichick or Greg Popovich?
I don't know how much longer Belichick's going to coach, so I'm not going to – but I will say Popovich can coach, obviously, as long as Popovich wants to coach. But the buzz has been he might not come – he wanted to coach this Olympics coming up, which obviously got pushed back a year. He might coach next year. He might coach one, you know, like one more season. But there's a real sense that that's it. Like he's just – this is a team that's put off, by the way. They've kept DeMar DeRozan. They've made some moves. They haven't gone all in on the rebuild because they just don't want to do that to Popovich. Like, they don't want to just blow this thing up. But that just leaves them hanging in this – where they are now, where they're just – you know, they're not a very good team. And even if he's coaching them well, they're not going to go very far. So – my sense is if he doesn't hang it up after the Olympics or it's maybe one more year, but, you know, I think people have been saying that for like 4 years. So
it's Becky Hammon's job when he steps down, correct?
It's a good question. I there would be a long line of Spursian coaches willing to come back. And by the way, his long, long time assistant, Mike Budenholzer, might be available. So
yeah.
We'll see.
Kurt Heelan joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Now, granted, they haven't been playing the who's who of the NBA, but it does feel like the Jazz have figured out at least how to put a Band-Aid on playing without Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell as of late.
Yeah, I think it helps to have a few easy wins on the schedule, right, and relatively so. And so, yeah, it helps. I think that you're right. The offense has been good enough. The defense is back there. And, you know, you get a night like last night where, hey, Jordan Clarkson's back. You know, you need those kind of nights to make a run. By the way, you guys have been talking up Joe Ingles now for a few weeks to me. And, like, Ballot came in this week, and I started doing my 2 weeks of sleepless nights getting the NBA Ballot ready and started looking at sixth man. I'm like, you got a really good point, by the way. Ingles is really in the mix. I'm not sure where I'm going to go with that one yet.
Now, will enough voters stop? I mean, Scotty and I only get the best on, and that's you. And so we don't have an opportunity to ask everybody that. Do you think enough voters will look at that?
I got a feeling he's going to do pretty well. I got a feeling Clarkson's going to win it. And by the way, deservedly. I don't want to like, oh, he's been awful. I can't be – he helped a lot. And there is – Joe Ingles does some shot creation, but a lot of what he does is with his shooting and with his floor spacing and stuff. There is something to be said for real value in a guy who can just create for himself and occasionally for others, and that can come on off the bench and just not just get you buckets, but create those buckets kind of, I don't want to say out of thin air, but not need a system and an offense to necessarily do it. That was always the Lou Williams appeal, the Jamal Crawford appeal, and Clarkson brings that, and there's real value to that. So it's not like he's winning it for nothing, but my guess talking to other voters is that a lot of people just think he's walking away with this thing.
Yeah. And how? What do you think the ramp-up time is needed when you've got Conley and Mitchell who've been with the team and and they're still with the team, and there are practices and everything like that. But still, after an extended amount of time, I mean, Donovan's probably going to be out 4 weeks. Conley's going to be out 2 to 3. Is there a ramp-up time needed for those guys to get back into a groove and the chemistry back with the rest of the team, or is that should it be pretty seamless?
I don't want to say seamless. I mean, it might take a game or two. There's just rust that's got to come off. But I don't think in terms of team chemistry it takes very long. It's more about just getting look, you guys know this from playing sports and playing football or playing whatever. I don't really care how much you ride the exercise bike and how much you sprint up and down the court. There is no game like conditioning like, you know, for game conditioning. So it's going to take a little bit, but I think the chemistry part comes back pretty quickly because, like you said, they've kind of been there all season. The system is in place. Everybody knows how this works now. So I think that part of it comes back quickly. It's just a matter of getting their legs under them. They also get, by the way, as you know, since they are not going to be in the play-in, I don't think you can sleep on how big an advantage, like the 5 days off, give or take, you know, while the play-in games go on before the playoffs start. That is a huge advantage to just get other guys rested, but also run some practices, work on some conditioning stuff. Like, that's a big advantage.
What did the Hawks do in the second half of that game against the Suns, and can the Jazz do that?
Hope the Suns don't show up and Chris Paul's ice cold. I watched part of that and I was like, hey, Atlanta is playing for something. I mean, they are in that. They want to host. They may be 4-5 with the Knicks and they would like to host games, but that just struck me as every team has a couple of these this season where you just, and we didn't show up. We just were flushing this one. Whether it was the road trip or whatever's been going on, they just mentally did not seem to have it. And Chris Paul, like I said, he was was not helping anybody making the Chris Paul should be MVP cause out last night.
This Jazz Denver game is obviously a big one coming up on Friday. And, you know, after the Murray injury, Denver just still refuses to lose. What's your thoughts on the Nuggets on this recent stretch?
I think Jokic is pretty good.
Yeah,
like I think that's part of it. Like he has solidified his MVP case with the way he's played since the injury and the fact that they've won. But the other part of that is that they knew who they were. They've actually got some other playmakers, and Michael Porter Jr. has stepped up. I mean, we joked when it first happened, like, well, Michael Porter Jr. is not turning down the extra shots. He shouldn't, though. Like, this aggressive Michael Porter Jr. is ultimately, if Denver's going to contend, they're not getting that third star by bringing in a free agent, right? Like, they're probably going to do it through Michael Porter Jr. developing into an all-star level player to go with Murray and Jokic. And that's still a young team. And I think that he is more and more looked like that guy. And that confidence really carries over. Well, fortunately for them, it carries over to next season because unfortunately for them, you know, they're going to be without Murray for most, if not all, of next season as well.
Aaron Gordon's been an up and down addition. In the postseason, does he help you more than he hurts you?
He helps, and I think he'll help in that he's a veteran, but also he helps in certain matchups defensively. He's still a big body in a Western Conference where you could end up facing LeBron James or Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Not that he's going to lock them down. He's not a lockdown defender, but he is a pretty good defender, and they're just 6'9" guys with his strength and athleticism there are not many of those. And so he just brings them a defensive presence that is really helpful if you're going to get out of the West. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to beat the Lakers and Clippers. And part of it is that their wings are matchup nightmares.
Kurt Helan right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone from NBC Sports and ProBasketballTalk.com. So a good friend of ours, he used to write for the Salt Lake Tribune, now with The Athletic and in Los Angeles, Bill Oram, tweeted out. He's the best. And Bill wrote a tweet about the current state of the Lakers and said that this season is heading towards an unmitigated disaster for the Los Angeles Lakers. That might be a bit extreme, but overall, what's the panic level in Los Angeles?
Overreaction from Laker fans? I've never heard of such a thing.
I know, right?
By their standards, this is, you know, the idea that they could, look, if they first off, them falling to the seventh seed is very legitimate. You know, LeBron is not playing in two big games. You know, they play the Clippers tonight. I'm going to that one. But then they play back-to-back against Portland in what's a really big game for that, you know, 5-6-7 seed group. They drop both of those, which is distinctly possible. And they fall, you know, they start slipping back. And they've got a lot of, even if LeBron comes back, they have a lot of back-to-backs left. And you just, I don't really, you're not playing LeBron in a back-to-back at this point. You need him in the playoffs. So they fall to seven. They probably get out of it. They probably win this as the seventh seed. But suddenly, they're going to have to go through, you know, maybe Utah, but probably Phoenix, who's a pretty good team. They can beat them. Well, let's not sleep on Phoenix. Like, that's a, they've won a lot of games for a reason. This is, you know, then they've got Chris Paul. This is a good team. Then they're going to have to play Clippers, Denver. Then they're going to have to play Utah. Like, the path through is brutal. And I don't know that they're up for that. I don't know that the depth is up for that. I don't know that they just haven't made this. There's not going to be a really easy path through the West, but they've made this a real gauntlet, and I don't know that they're up for it physically. And if the Lakers got bounced in the first round, that even the second round, I think in Los Angeles, that would be seen as an unmitigated disaster.
Have you heard any of the rumblings in some of the national pundits out there saying that there needs to be an asterisk next to this championship in this given year? And do you subscribe to that?
I hate asterisks. No, I wouldn't put one on the bubble either. Like, is it different? Like the bubble last year, was it different? Yeah, were the challenges different than they will be this year, than they will be in every year? Yes. And this year is kind of the same, but I am not it's different, but that doesn't make it any easier. It is still going to be incredibly hard to win a championship. Health is just being able to stay healthy. Well, a little bit luck is also just, I mean, Michael Jordan doesn't win six championships if he and Scottie Pippen don't stay healthy. Like, you don't – that actually factors into everything every year. So I'm not a fan of the concept of the asterisk. It's a different year, and it's going to take maybe a different challenge. But at the end of the day, you're still going to have to be mentally tough. You're still going to have to hit big shots. You're still going to have to adjust on the fly and be able to, you know, defend in multiple ways and all this other stuff that you have to do to win a championship. And that's not changing.
We talked about the Lakers for a moment, and LeBron, it seems like the closer some teams get to the play-in game, the more they don't like it for some reason. But, you know, LeBron says somebody needs to be fired over this. If the Lakers are in the play-in game and somehow the Lakers lose and don't make the playoffs, is that something that could persuade Adam Silver to not go with this going forward?
First off, there would be like wailing and gnashing of teeth at the league office and the broadcast partners if LeBron isn't in the playoffs.
Exactly.
There would be a lot of fans. There would be certain segments of the basketball fandom that would love it, but I would also tell you, it'd hurt ratings. Like,
yeah.
Casual fans are not like LeBron. LeBron is arguably, I'm up there with Messi. Like, I try to think of a more identifiable athlete worldwide. Usain Bolt was in that class. Like, there's certain people who are just kind of in this level of, you know, with a Q rating or whatever. LeBron is that, and he brings in fans. So it would be pretty devastating. I don't know that they're going to change it, though, because at the end of the day, I just don't think – I think that they like the fact – what exactly what LeBron and before that Cuban and Doncic were complaining about, right? You've got to play for something now. You don't get to coast into – like the Lakers otherwise could really coast into playoffs because they wouldn't fall out of the top eight. They just need to win. You know, they'd be fine. That's – now you can't coast. These games have genuine meaning and weight, which is what we want. As fans, we want these regular season games to have some meaning. And so, yeah, you can't rest everybody, and you're going to have to play a little harder late in the season. I think that's good.
I agree with that. Well, hey, we appreciate it as always, Kurt. Thanks for your time, man, and look forward to doing it again next week.
Thanks, Kurt.
Take care, guys.